I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Staying warm, are you?
You bet. It's Woo-wee. A chilly one.
Lots of fun. I love that we were scheduled to chat this morning because I got an email from a widow in Oklahoma, and she's got a lot of cash she wants to send my way. All I have to do is send her my email address, and we'll get the process started.
Oh, it sounds like true love, Sean.
But here's the thing. Somebody's going to fall for that.
Yes. Well, you know, remember the old letters we used to get from the Nigerian prince, right?
Yes.
Who wanted to leave us all of his savings. And sometimes there's still those emails and letters about, you know, from a pretend lawyer where, you know, someone we apparently are related to has left us all this money. You know, these types of scams still do make the rounds, and that is because they still do work sometimes.
Not with me, thanks to you.
That's good.
Let's talk about phone companies that aren't calling you, but they say they are.
Yeah, there's been a problem the last few months. I know Edmonton Police Service had put out a warning about it, and RCMP and other agencies have too. You're getting some phone calls. They like to pretend to be TELUS, but I'm hearing that they're pretending to be Bell and Rogers and pretty much every company now. They're calling and claiming that they're with your phone company and you're such a great customer, they want to give you some loyalty discounts. In some cases, it's a break on your bill. In other cases, it might be a free phone. But then they're asking you to confirm some of your information and your account information over the phone. And the way this particular scam works is they're using that information you're giving them to actually access your phone account.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so there's quite a few strange variations on this. In some cases, you get phones that actually arrive at your door, like new cell phones, and the scammer asks you to supposedly return it to them, but really you're just sending it to more scammers. In other cases, they're actually charging your TELUS account or your cell phone bill for 10 new iPhones that they're sending to all their scammer friends, and you're now on the hook.
So everybody gets a new phone except for you, but you're paying for it because you're just that nice.
Exactly. And then I was at a talk in the Ponoka area a little while ago, and a lovely senior came up and chatted with me afterwards, and she was in tears over this because not only had all of this happened to her, but they had actually messed with her TELUS account, so she could call out, but no one could call in. And 2 weeks later, her family members are trying to get a hold of her and driving to her house because they think something's happened, and TELUS took out quite a while, real TELUS took quite a while trying to figure out what the scammers even did to her account and her phone line.
So what am I supposed to do? Call my provider and say, look, I got a call. Is this legit?
Exactly. If you get a call from your phone company of any kind right now, basically, you know, offering you some sort of a discount and asking you for information, just say to them, look, like, there's too many scams right now. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call TELUS myself, or I'm going to call Rogers myself and look into this. You can ask the person for, you know, their agent number or something like that if you think that they might be legitimate. But whatever you do, don't call any phone number they give you, because they're just going to be giving you the number for the scammer friend sitting next to them. And it's not going to be who you really want to talk to. Look up the number yourself and call back and verify if the offer and the call is real.
And if it's legit, they'd be happy to have you call and verify just in case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Legitimate companies are worried about scams too, and they're happy that you're trying to protect yourself.
Julie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Let's talk about you out there on the road. If somebody wants to have you come by their community organization, their long-term seniors care, whatever, and do a little chat about scams that are going around, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find me on all the social media, or they can probably get in touch with you too, Sean.
All day long. Give me a call. Yes.
You bet. And you can pass them on to me. I'd love to come visit as many communities as I can.
Julie Matthews, consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator. She's saving us a pile of money, and she's fantastic. Check her out. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Sean.